Oh, hi, Edwidge. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I was just following up regarding your payment. We got the message that you have a different credit card now.
Yes.
Okay. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect.
Also, do me a favor. You guys
yes.
put my cell phone number. You guys put my cell phone number on my Google business. Please.
Oh, okay. Let me just double check here. So this is your cell phone number, right? The 813-507-8818?
It is. If you look on the website, it is my cell phone number. And
okay, and then
directly. I do not want people to call me directly.
Okay. Do you want to use a business line or do you want us to put a call tracking number on there?
I want my business line. When people call me.
Okay.
Well, Local Splash is calling me. I don't know what the hell.
Oh, it's okay. They're probably calling about the text message, but I have you on the phone, so that's good. So I'll put please change phone number on Google Business Profile and all destinations to, okay, what's the business line?
The business line should be on my Google business.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm driving right now. And,
I could probably find it. Let me look it up real quick. I'll put in your Google business. I just don't want to lose my note that I started. So here, I'll just copy the note so I could go back. Placements, Google Maps. Okay. Oh, it's still the same number on the Google business profile. It's 813-507-8818. Let me check your website. Oh, here it is. There's two. There's the 374-6429 or 8938-2507.
That's the fax number. I don't have the
fax. Oh, it doesn't. Okay, it doesn't say that on your website. Maybe you should go on your website and take that off. But you want us to promote the 374-6429, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's my business number.
Okay, revision. Let me put my note in again. Please update.
Ask them, will they update that? Can they update that today?
What was it? Yes. Absolutely. Normally, we say within one business day, but because it's only 7:21 in the morning here, we're in Southern California, they can absolutely do it today. No problem. So let me, I sent that request over, so we'll get that taken care of. And then for the billing, is it still the Haddon Miss Drive for the billing address on the new card?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are. If it still ends in 1088, I don't need the card. Maybe it's just a new expiration. But, of course, if it's a whole new number, I'll update the whole thing.
They change everything.
They change everything. Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Okay.
My card number is 5253-6355-3269-9051.
9051. Okay, expiration?
0929.
9/29. And the code?
557.
Okay. So let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So bear with me here.
So what you guys do basically, because I have people that are calling me about, you know, try to put me on first page, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But, you know.
Oh, those are scam calls because you're already on the first page. So there's a couple of scam companies out there that are calling our clients and they're saying, oh, Local Splash is not working to Google's best practices and, you know, this and that is going on and we're not finding you on the first page. And they say all that because if they tell you the truth that you are on the first page, then you have no reason to talk to them. Okay? So I will tell you that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 28,045 times. And you've had 2,205 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So you're definitely getting some solid results out of this. So, you know, sometimes what I recommend with those scam callers is if you get a call like that, just say, look, Tina over at Local Splash is handling my marketing. You have to talk to her. I know they're a scam caller, so they're not going to call me, but it's a good way for you to kind of divert all of that information or those calls away from you. And then, you know, you can always go on your dashboard if you wanted to see your results that you're getting in real time. Have you been on your dashboard?
Not really.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Edwidge, that's where all the results are stored. Okay, so I'm going to send you an email that says login credentials to advanced reporting, and that way you have access to go on to the dashboard and you can see the results that you're getting, okay? And then we'll get that phone number changed out for you today.
All right, that would be perfect.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for letting me know about that. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
There's going to be some kind of hurricane going on, so.
Oh, no. Oh, stay safe.
Whatever you guys could do extra, for me to make sure I have some customers, because people are going to be looking for security left and right.
For sure. I'll have them do some updates on your account just to make sure that, you know, if there's anything they can do to help the performance behind the scenes, that they perform that for you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. And like I said, stay safe and have a great rest of your week.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Edwidge. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.